This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. Pennsylvania won't be sending any of its National Guard down to the border. Meanwhile, people seem to much rather want affordable energy over green energy. A major Amtrak project is underway. Also, man, I-78 stank on Tuesday. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Pennsylvania won't be sending any of its National Guard down to the Mexican border, reports the Center Square. This announcement was made in response to legislation that was approved in the state Senate this week, with the Shapiro administration emphasizing that the solution to border security concerns lay with immigration reform from Congress. In the words of the governor's spokesman, Manuel Bonder, quote, "This issue requires leaders in both parties to step up and deliver real comprehensive solutions, not more of the failed talking points and political grandstanding that have brought us decades without immigration reform." 14 states are sending National Guard members, though, and lawmakers such as Senate President pro tempore Kim Ward believe Pennsylvania's safety is on the line due to the crime the border crisis brings. The Texas Department of Public Safety said in a release last month how nearly 500,000, quote, "illegal immigration apprehensions," unquote, have occurred at the border since 2021. Law enforcement has seized nearly 460 million doses of lethal fentanyl within that time as well. Pennsylvanians do care about pollution and other things that cause the environment harm, but their primary concern is keeping energy costs low, reports the Center Square. According to a report from the Commonwealth Foundation, a report based on survey questions regarding energy in Pennsylvania, 8 in 10 Pennsylvanians aren't willing to spend $100 or more every year on their energy bills. Sure, they said they'd be willing to conserve energy and keep green through actions like switching to reusable bags and recycling more, but at the end of the day, it's the price that's the priority. On top of that, respondents expressed concern over how unreliable renewable energy like solar energy would be. In fact, only 6% of those polled claimed they'd pay more for green energy. A major Amtrak renewal project is underway, states Penn Live. Railroad tracks between Harrisburg and Lancaster, ones that have been there since around the 1950s, are finally getting replaced. 43 miles of new track will be installed, with new concrete ties replacing the wooden ones as well. This does mean there will be some track outages between next month and November, so please do click on the corresponding podcast article to learn more about that. Man, it stank on I-78 on Tuesday, says CBS local Pittsburgh. A dump truck crashed and overturned on the highway that morning in Lower Saucon Township, spilling the manure it was holding all over the place. Some cars had the pleasure of accidentally driving through it, leaving skid marks behind. Everything was all cleaned up by 11 a.m., and no injuries were reported. Another day, another episode. For more Pennsylvania news and beyond, visit PennLive.com. Also, please remember to rate this podcast wherever you may listen to it, and maybe even email me at todayinpa@PennLive, too. Thanks ahead of time, and of course, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll see you tomorrow for Friday's episode of Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.